morning, guys, at State Grid Brazil. Today's Monday, August 10th, 2020. We'll start the week with positive thinking and lots of energy. And we start with an amazing story. A feat accomplished with lots of courage, dedication, and commitment. It all started in January 1907 with an advertisement in the French newspaper Le Matin that said, "Is there anyone who will undertake to travel this summer from Peking to Paris by automobile?" The adventure was to promote the automobile as a new means of transportation of the modern world. There were 40 registrations, but only 5 teams managed to take their cars to Beijing. The race took place on June the 10th. There was no Formula One roar, but the competitors had a lot of stamina to face the 15,000 kilometers of the trip. The route was difficult with poor roads. It really looked like a walkie race as the cartoon. 62 days later, the winner arrived in Paris. It was August the 10th. One of the secrets of the Italian winning team was taking a mechanic with them. All car problems were fixed. The runner-up only arrived in Paris 3 weeks later. The Beijing-Paris race of 1907 is considered the first major car rally in history. Veja, não diga que a canção está perdida. Speaking of dedication and commitment, let's remember the first Brazilian volleyball medal at the Olympic Games. In 1984, the Brazilian male volleyball team won silver in Los Angeles. Brazil lost the final to the United States, but that team started a path of glory for the country to reach the top of the world of volleyball. The so-called Silver Generation was a milestone and showed the value of turning defeats into great lessons. The gold medals that came after were because of this generation that worked with planning, investments, and much training. Soy un hombre muy honrado. Today, Spanish actor Antonio Banderas turns 60. Listening to this song he sings with Los Lobos, let's wish well the employees celebrating their birthday at State Grid, Brazil. Flávio Melo from Paracambi Substation and Fernanda Saraiva from BD from Rio. Tomorrow, it will be Magel Costa from the Imbiruçu substation and Matheus Moisés from the administrative department in Rio. Best wishes to all of you! And have you already sent the photo of that little corner of your home that has been your inspiration in these remote work times? It can also be a book, a DVD, and even your soccer team's mug. Send it to communication@stategrid.com.br and see it on the gallery of our website www.sgcomvc.com.br. Tomorrow at coffee break, we'll have good news in the health area. Don't miss it. A great week for all of you. Your energy is essential. Thank you for listening. On Wednesday, we'll be back. This podcast is a special production for all employees at State Grid Brazil. Cuando canto mi canción, me gusta tomar mis copas, aguardientes lo mejor, también el tequila blanco con su sal de sabor.